He said there's two things we need to do if we want to win friends and influence people, and here they are. Number one is to learn a person's name and do what with it? Use it. And we'll talk more about that a little bit later. The other thing he said is if you want to win friends and influence people, talk to everybody you're with about the person they believe to be the single most important person in the whole world. And who is that? Themselves. Have you ever noticed that about people? Help me here. Who do you and I like to talk about more than anybody in the whole world? Yeah. Now, you know what? You've got troublemakers right here, huh? There's one exception to that rule. Where are all the grandmas? Would you raise your hand for me, please? You are it. Grandmas, I need your help here for just a minute. I want you to tell me if this conversation that I'm about to go through with myself has ever taken place in the last 6,000 years. And I want you all to picture this. Two grandmas are talking. And the one grandma says to the other, I have a granddaughter. She just passed the bar degree and she's fixing to open a little law office down there in Colorado Springs. And the other grandma says, fascinating, please tell me more about her. For those of you making notes, write this down. It ain't gonna happen. Are you with me? Not in a million years. What is this grandma waiting for right here? Absolutely. For that woman to suck in some air. And as soon as she does, out come the pictures of her grandchildren. Now, grandma's the only exception. And I understand we have any grandpas here today. I understand grandpas are just as guilty as well. Now, let's go back to the name thing, and then I'll come to the most important person thing in the world. Do you think a person's name is important to them? What are y'all's thoughts? Finish this for me. In cheers, people go where everybody knows what? Their name. It makes us feel special, doesn't it? It makes us feel special. As a matter of fact, I'd like to take you through a little story that happened about 9 years ago in a town next to my community. I live in a little town called Kennesaw, Georgia, which is just outside of Atlanta, Georgia. Between the two cities, there's another community called Marietta, Georgia. Now, Marietta is an old Civil War town, and there's in the square of Marietta, there's two-story brick buildings that were built prior to the Civil War. One of these particular buildings on the corner had been vacant the entire time I lived in Kennesaw in that area. I noticed 9 years ago on a Monday, well, I wasn't there that Monday, but 9 years ago on a Monday, early in the summer, somebody bought that little two-story building. They opened a restaurant, and they called it the Chicago Hot Dog Stand. Now, it wasn't until Tuesday, about 12:15, that I saw this little sign over the door, and I thought to myself, as I was approaching this restaurant, why would anybody in the Atlanta, Georgia area call a restaurant the Chicago Hot Dog Stand? I thought that was kind of odd. Well, as I walked in, I opened the doors, and I looked around, and instantly I knew, because I'm kind of an astute guy, I knew instantly why the guy decided to call it the Chicago Hot Dog Stand. Let me tell you what I saw. I saw a room about this size, and I saw chairs for 100 people. A man behind the counter was wearing a little Chicago Cubs baseball cap. I looked up, and he had pictures of the Chicago Cubs baseball teams up on all four walls. He had ivy growing up one of the walls, just like they do in Wrigley Field. But I couldn't help but notice one other thing. It's 12:15, second day this place is open. No money on advertising, I discovered a week later, other than a little paper handwritten sign that said, "Welcome to the Chicago Hot Dog Stand." There were 100 chairs in that restaurant, and 96 of those chairs, picture this, only the second day it's open, 96 of those 100 chairs, well, they were vacant. There are only four people in this whole restaurant. As the doors closed behind me, the man behind the counter looked up at me, put his hands together, yelled out over the heads of these four people that were eating there, "Hey, you're my fifth customer today. What's your name?" I was kind of embarrassed. I mean, everybody's now staring at me in that place. And I yelled back. I said, "Well, my name is Bob." And I got up to the counter, and the fellow said, "Hey, Bob, where are you from?" And I said, "You know, I've lived in Atlanta about the last 6 or 7 years, but when I was little, I grew up in St. Louis." And he said to me, "You, Bob, must be a St. Louis Cardinal baseball fan." And I said, "Well, I am." Okay, now here comes your first test question of the day. Are y'all ready? You own a restaurant called the Chicago Hot Dog Stand. You obviously know more about the Chicago Cubs baseball team than any other human being on the face of this earth. You have a customer that has just walked into your restaurant who's from St. Louis. Now here's the question. Are y'all ready? Which baseball team are you going to talk about? St. Louis Cardinals. And guess which team did not come up even one time? No, the Rockies. I mean, we didn't. I mean, you guys weren't even around then. No. No, we didn't talk about the Cubs, nor did we talk about the Braves at all. I mean, the Braves weren't much to talk about 9 years ago. We didn't talk about either of those teams. But over the next few minutes, 2 or 3 minutes maybe, the conversation went something like this. "Hey, Bob, who's your favorite Cardinal of all time? What do you think of Bob Gibson, Orlando Cepeda, Dale Maxville, Kirk Flood, Lou Brock, Julian Javier, and all these folks that were my heroes when I was a kid?" Now, I noticed not only was he talking about the St. Louis Cardinals, but about every second or third sentence, guess what word popped in there? Bob. And I realized only a week later why the man was using my name, and I discovered there were two reasons. Number one, he was using my name so that he could remember it. But the second reason he used my name, and I noticed this later on too, is every time he said Bob, I would say, make that a large Coke instead. You know? He made me feel special by using my name. Finally got around to it, he said, hey Bob, what would you like to eat? I looked up on the menu board and I said, you know, give me one of those buffalo burgers with fries. He took out a piece of paper and a pencil and he wrote down, Bob, buffalo burger with fries. He handed it to the cook. The cook yells out to me, hey Bob, how'd you like me to cook this buffalo burger? I said, partner, I have never had a buffalo burger before in my life. You cook it however you want to cook it. 5 minutes later, the waitress came out, said, Bob, here's your buffalo burger with fries. Is there anything else I can get for you? I said, no, this is great, thank you. I had a wonderful meal by myself over there. I got up to leave 15 minutes later. I grabbed the doorknob, and I don't know why I did this, but I just briefly turned around and looked back into the restaurant. Three people stood up from behind the counter, put their hand in the air and waved to me and said, what? Bye, Bob. And guess what? The other four people in that restaurant said, bye, Bob. And I thought to myself, I like this place. This is great. It's now Wednesday, one day later. They've been open for 3 days now. I was with a friend of mine, a fellow named Roy Lance, another fellow that speaks with our company. I said, Roy, come with me. I would like to take you and treat you to the greatest restaurant in the entire state of Georgia. Off we go to Chicago Hot Dog Stand. Now, here's my next test question for you. Are you ready? What do you think I went there to feed? My stomach? My ego. And I knew exactly what was going to happen. I opened the doors. It's 12 o'clock. There's now 20 people in that restaurant. All of a sudden, Mike looks up, puts his hands together. I knew he was going to do this. Hey, Bob, who's your buddy? All of a sudden, my friend is all embarrassed. 20 people now staring at him. And he put his hands together and yelled back, well, my name's Roy. And we got up to the counter, and Mike said, hey, Roy, where are you from? And Roy said, you know, I've lived in Atlanta about the last 10 years, but when I was little, I grew up in Baltimore. Now, who do you think we talked about for the next 5 minutes? Yeah, I thought it was kind of a drag, too, but I guess Roy enjoyed it. That's what counted. We had a great lunch. We left. It's now Monday. 3 weeks prior to this, my wife and I were married. And by the way, we have a really neat tradition in Georgia. My wife lived, before we were married, on one side of Atlanta, and I lived on the other side of Atlanta. And the tradition we have in Georgia is that when you get married, you move in together. That is neat. I like that concept. So we did that, and we bought this little house out in Kennesaw, Georgia, near the Chicago Hot Dog Stand. My mom and dad had come down to visit us from St. Louis, and I know they were thinking, well, my son and his new wife, they don't know anybody in this neighborhood they just moved into. Nobody knows them. Why don't we go down and make them feel comfortable in this new environment they're in? Monday morning, 11:30, my mom says to me, hey, honey, what would you like for me to cook, you know, for lunch? I said, Mom, put the utensils away. Susan and I are going to take you to the greatest restaurant in the entire United States of America. Off we go to the Chicago Hot Dog Stand. Now, you see, my wife was familiar with this place because I took her there with me on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So she was pretty familiar with it. We open the doors. It's 11:45. Now, follow this. It's 15 minutes before the lunch hour starts. No advertising other than a little paper sign that says, Welcome to Chicago Hot Dog Stand. 11:45. I have my mom over here, my dad's over there, my wife's over here. I throw the doors open, and before Mike can say to me, which he did, hey, Bob, who do you have with you? I look around this restaurant. There are 100 people sitting down. There's 20 people waiting in line for buffalo burgers, and as I scan the room, guess who's sitting right over there with four of his friends? Roy. Let me ask you a question. Is a person's name important to him? What do you think? Absolutely.